When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Did you know that the most popular Twitter hashtag is hashtag blessed? Do you even know what a hashtag is? Join the club, because I don't really understand it myself. But from what I can gather, when you're writing about a specific subject in certain social medias, if you put a hashtag in front of it, which for most of us is the symbol that we know as the number symbol. What? Sharp. Or a sharp in music. There you go. For most of us, we recognize it as something else. But if you put that symbol in front of a word when you're on Instagram or Twitter, I don't know about Facebook. I don't know if they use it in Facebook. I look to Rusty because he's our social media guru over there. But if you put that in front of it, then when someone wants to search that subject, they can just type that in and it pops up. So if someone is feeling blessed and they place hashtag blessed in their post, anyone searching for blessed will find it. Well, hashtag blessed is incredibly popular. I read 3 articles in the last 2 weeks about hashtag blessed being so popular. One was in the New York Times, one was in the Huffington Post, and the other was a blog written by a former Presbyterian missionary. It's becoming what we would call viral, or they would call viral. But it's very interesting that those articles kept popping up as we come to the Beatitudes. The blessed. Blessed be. Blessed be. Let's look here just for a minute. I want to show you some pictures that I found when I searched hashtag blessed on Instagram. And for those of you who are beginners, Instagram is a social media site where you pick up pictures. And I saw many, many, many pictures that I would love to show you, but I'm trying to leave individuals out of it. So let's look at this. Blessed. Blessed. We feel blessed. We feel blessed when we're a part of a team. But when we look at this scripture today, that word blessed is the most important word in all of that scripture to me. There are several ways to look at it. The Greek translation often used is the word makarios. Makarios. Makarios, translated often as happy. Happy are those. Happy are those. To be honest, I think that's the translation we want to use. Happy, happy. Happy are those. Unfortunately, we miss the rest of those phrases. Another translation is ashar, and this would actually be the Hebrew word that we read in the Psalms, the first Psalm, "Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly." That's the scripture that Jesus would have been raised using. Translated, it means roughly to find the right road. To find the right road. Lastly, the more familiar Hebrew word is barak, meaning to bow or to stoop. To me, and there are those who would disagree with me, and there are those who would agree with me, but to me, ashar or barak most closely fit what Jesus was trying to convey in this scripture. I like the ashar translation, one of the words that Jesus would be most familiar with. You're on the right road. You're on the right road when you're poor in spirit. You're on the right road when you mourn. And so these pictures that I found on Instagram, is being blessed a winning team? Or is it maybe just belonging to something? Is a great new outfit or just feeling good about yourself being blessed? What about technology? Is technology a blessing? What about a smoothie after a workout? Is that being blessed? Or a great dessert. I really would like to agree with this, but is it being blessed? Abilities to play sports, abilities to run and walk. Oh. Well, I lost a slide. I had one of a man holding up a winning championship trophy, being accepted into a school or a team. What do we think it means to be blessed today? Are we using the wrong word altogether? We're so blessed to have so-and-so with us today. I use that all the time. We're so blessed to be here today. I use that all the time. What does that say for those who aren't here? I really want to say that we're blessed today because this technology is working right now, because it wasn't a few hours ago. But that's not a blessing. We use the phrase, and please hear me, I'm not trying to be unpatriotic, but we use the term God bless America. And all I can think about is why. What do we really want God to do? Do we want God to make us all happy? Do we want God to grant a blessing on those who live in our boundaries? What about people who live across that line drawn? Or do we want God to show us the right road? I wish that's what we really mean when we say it. I could buy that. God, show America the right road. God, show me the right road. But sadly, we've come to think of it as being, having things. Many of the writers that I read commented that we actually use the term blessed to really show off what we have and to put others down. I have this, so I'm blessed. You don't, so you're not. I'm here to tell you that God's blessing is available to each and every person on this earth. No exceptions. And it's not about what we have. It's not about what is to come. It's not about what we have. It is about what is to come. I'm sorry. When we allow being blessed to become what we have, what's happening to us? We begin to say, God cares about me more than you. God blessed me with a family. What does that mean for the person who is without family, who is alone? God blessed me with a good job, great people to work with. What does that say about the person who is searching every day for a job and not finding anything out there? God blessed me with a great house. What does that mean for the person who lives on the street or in their car? God doesn't reward us like parents giving M&Ms out for good behavior. Jesus tells us right here at this table. That's what this table represents. It means our blessing, our treasure is right here. God sent his Son, who gave of himself completely for each one of us. That is the blessing. That is the blessing that is available to each and every person. Blessed are you. Blessed, because I have given you eternal life, and I have given you the road to follow. Blessed. Would our servers come forward? On that night, as Jesus gathered with his disciples, he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. When you eat of it, do so in remembrance of me." And then he took the cup and he blessed it. And he said, "This is a new covenant. A new covenant of grace. When you drink, remember God's grace."